praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises, praises to your name, your precious name. Oh Lord, for your name, for your name is great and worthy to be praised. We sing praises to your name. Praises to your name, your mighty name, oh Lord, for your name worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Holy, wonderful, and kind. You are holy. Hey, you are holy. Holy, wonderful, and kind.
Sing.
You are holy. You are holy. You are holy.
Those of you here, lift your voices.
You are holy.
You are holy.
Can we get an audience for you?
You are
holy.
You are holy.
You are holy.
Hey,
holy, wonderful.
You are holy. You are.
Worship.
declare that you are holy. We worship you, Lord. Forget about your prayer request now. Nobody writing prayer request now. Focus on him. Minister to him. Tell him you love him. Tell him he's lovely. Tell him he's worthy. Tell him he's good. Tell him he's kind. Crown it all with telling him he's holy. We bow our hearts before you. We bow to you. Holy One of Israel, Eya Kalaba. Holy One of Israel, who is the like you? Holy Wonderful and kind. Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel, who is the like you? Holy, wonderful, and kind. Holy One of Israel. just minister to him tonight is for his honor. It has always been for him, but much more than every night. Make this a him night, a you night. We lift our holy hands in the beauty of holiness.
Thank you.
Says that he inhabits the praises of his people. There is a climate that God dwells. God's climate, God's atmosphere is praise and worship. He lives, he literally lives, he inhabits, he is enthroned on the praises of his people. So we honor you. 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 I am that God we beg you. Hey, 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 I'm God for God. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you. together who are watching this Hallelujah Challenge together, and all they are praying to God for is, God, visit us. Let there be a revival in our land. As I speak, let the Holy Ghost begin to fall on you. You are a group of young people somewhere in Canada. If you are the ones, confirm through live stream. Through live stream. Father, as I stretch up my hands, all those young people gathering to say, God, visit us. Send the move of God. Let them come a new town. As I speak, let the rain of your spirit, let there be a heavy downpour. Let this be a sign and a confirmation that the glory of the Lord visits them now. In the name of Jesus. Hey!
Christ was speaking, and he said, if I be lifted high, I will draw all men unto myself. Jesus has decided to lift himself high through Hallelujah Challenge. And we're going to lift up our voice this morning to thank him. This morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are, we're going to lift up our voice to thank him. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing through Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you for what you have done on day one, on day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day eight, day nine, yesterday, day ten. Shall we lift up our voice to thank God? Lord, we thank you. We thank you for lifting yourself high. We thank you for lifting yourself high. That even as we come together, as we lift up our praise, you come and you dwell in the midst of our praise. And as you dwell in the midst of our praise, you manifest yourself.
You manifest your glory through the salvation of souls, through the dedication, through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, through revivals. Thank you, Lord, for healings. Thank you, Lord, for miracles. Thank you, Lord, for great deliverances. Thank you for great deliverances. Be very specific with your thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who has been saved, for everyone who has been transformed, for everyone who has had an encounter through the Hallelujah Challenge this February edition, and indeed from previous editions. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you have lifted yourself high and you have decided to draw men unto yourself through this platform. We are grateful unto you, O God. We are grateful unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to thank God for what He did yesterday. Thanksgiving is one of the ways we acknowledge the works of God. Yesterday was an awesome time in God's presence. It was an awesome time in God's presence. You would know that the people were touched. And the testimonies are coming in. We are going to lift up our voice, Father, for every life that you touched yesterday. For every healing, for every miracle, whether it has manifested, whether it is still in the works, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the barren who have received children. For even those who have conceived and are not even aware, who the Lord has touched, but they've not even realized it. Lord, we thank you. We are grateful unto you. We are grateful unto you. We appreciate your holy name. We appreciate your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We acknowledge that every good thing is the hand of God. It is by the hand of God. It is not by any man. It is not by any man, but it is the hand of God and the hand of God alone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to thank God for the testimony of light. You know, since we've been praying this prayer point, from Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, God said, let there be light. We have seen testimonies coming in. People uncovering things that were not known before. Things that were hidden being brought to the open. Shall we lift up our voice to thank God for light? Lord, we thank you for light. We thank you for the light that you have wrought and that you have brought during the course of this Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you for revelations. Thank you for revelations. Thank you for revelations. Thank you for visions. Thank you for visions. Thank you for uncovering things that were unseen. Thank you for uncovering things that were unknown. We are grateful unto you. We appreciate your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Right now we're going to pray. Open your mouth and bless him.
He is worthy to be praised and adored.
So we lift up holy hands.
So we lift up
holy hands.
There's about to flow a healing anointing right now. We'll sing this song two more times and then we will rebuke every form of infirmity.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
One more time. Blessed be, blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The Lord.
He's worthy.
He is worthy.
Praise and adore.
So we lift up holy hands.
Holy,
we lift up
holy hands.
In word our call. Singing blessed.
Singing
sing
blessed.
Blessed
be the day.
Oh.
Blessed be the day.
One more time, sing, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
He's worthy, thank you, Jesus.
He is worthy to
That confirms the word of his servant, that confirms the counsel of his messengers here right now. There is a chest infection that is being healed right now. I say chest infections be healed right now. That chest condition or heart condition right now, I declare be healed in the name of Jesus. That chest condition is healed right now. Lay your hands on any place that you're experiencing pain. We want to release the healing virtue. You know, when we ministered unto the Lord, I said no one should ask Him for anything. No one should ask Him for anything then. The Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He will grant you the desires of thy heart. The best way to get His attention is to delight Him, is to minister to Him. Then a time comes that He ministers to you. Father, we declare every point of pain right now is healed in the name of Jesus. Every irregular heartbeat, we declare the regular right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I received a testimony of a lady whose mother, you know, while we were declaring lung cancer, you know, and you know, the doctors are already being surprised right now. They had said it was, you know, they had nothing to do, and then I think she connected or so, and she went back and they said they can't find lung cancer, and the doctors are astounded. I use that testimony as a point of contact. Whatever is a growth in your body, whatever is a rebellious growth, any plant which my Heavenly Father has not planted, right now we cut it. The axe is laid to the root right now. We command it out in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. We command you, spirit of infirmity, leave God's people and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, back pain begin to be healed right now. Begin to do what you could not do. Begin to do what you could not do. Pain in your spine, we say be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Blood conditions, be healed right now. Liver conditions, be healed right now. Migraine, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. I see someone with issues with your ovaries. It is sorted right now. It is sorted right now. We release healing virtues right now. Right now, over children. Let our children be healed. Let our children be healed right now. Let our children be healed. Let our children be healed. The prayer of the terrible, the prayer of the mighty shall be delivered. Let every child under captivity, under bondage be healed right now. We come against terminal diseases in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We declare be healed right now. HIV AIDS, be healed right now. HIV AIDS, be healed right now. Every kind of blood condition are being healed right now. Around the world, begin to do what you cannot do. For the words that I speak right now, they are spirit and they are life. There is a healing virtue flowing right now. Those in the hospitals, I say rise and be healed right now. Say rise and be healed. Say rise and be healed. Right now. Everyone appointed to death, everyone that they have said, go home and prepare to die, we cancel that appointment of death right now. In the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Your healing was paid for 2,000 years ago. We appropriate it right now. Be healed. Be healed. That which was taken away will not come back. That which went into remission will not come back. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Those of you here, open your mouth and pray in tongues. As you pray in tongues, the Lord opens my spirit up. Kotelemando. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. For no man understanded him. How big is the spirit? He downloads mysteries. Hode Baneme. Hola Barashana. That stubborn cough. That devilish cough. Let it cease right now. Let it cease right now. Somebody begins to move those fingers. I don't know what's wrong with your fingers, whether they are arthritis. Begin to move them right now. Arthritis, be healed. Tonight is a healing night. Tonight is a healing of the body. Be healed. There's somebody by the name Elijah. I heard that name Elijah by God. I heard Elijah. Elijah, be healed. Elijah, be healed by God. Oh God, come on, guys. Guys, pray in tongues. Oh God, the palas akepera, eloboros, ilabaras, eyadaba. There is a principal of a school. Let that person be healed right now. Ayokopelasa, nendo kopaide deda, elabasakaya. Le parada, eat up digestive issues, be healed. Be healed. For he healed them all. He sent his word and he healed them all and delivered them from their destruction. We send the word right now, like Jesus sent to the servant of the centurion. And at that very moment, he was healed. Thyroid issues, be healed. Issues with the thyroid, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Ayakabasana. I am the Lord. Sing it now.
The healer.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
Your healer.
Your healer.
My God. I sent my word. I sent my word and it healed.
Heal
your disease. He's here right now. I am the Lord. Let's take it higher.
Your healer.
Oh, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
That healeth me.
As
you sing that song, his healing rain is falling on you.
You are the Lord,
my healer.
My healer.
You sent your word.
You sent your word.
And
healed my disease.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Everyone with emotional pain. Emotional pain. Or hurt. That has hurt you so deeply and affected you. As I'm speaking, I see people weeping. I see them crying. That is the release. As soon as I mentioned emotional pain, you broke out in tears. You broke out in tears. There is healing of your soul right now. The word of the Lord says that He restores your soul. He restored your soul. He restores your soul. Let the restoration of your soul begin. Let the restoration of your soul happen right now. Begin to release everyone who hurts you. Say, Father, I release them. I release them. As you release them, the healing grace is released upon you. Right now. Every disease with your private area, genitals, be healed right now. There is someone who has been on medication for life. It comes to an end right now. You would not need to use that because the balm in Gilead, the great physician is in the house. Yeshua HaMashiach. He's in the business of healing. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. Be healed right now, wherever you are. Receive every kind of healing you need. There is such a thing as diverse healings. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Begin to thank Him for healing. I know a God who heals. A few years ago, I used to tell my wife, I used to have one pain just left here, not just discomfort, just discomfort. And she, every time I hold this place, she say, "Honey, why are you holding that place? I'll do that." And then one day I said, "Father, I speak your healing over." You know, we can't be administering healing and we are sick. And I can't remember the day it left. I can't remember the day it left. Because we need healthy bodies to do this work. If I were not healthy, I wouldn't be here. So, Father, we release healing. Now we want to see people pop up testimonies on, you know, online. Let's release faith tonight. If while in the course of ministering you've been healed, I want to hear them think. Just put it out right now. Lift your hands and give Him thanks. We give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. I'm hearing something. Anyone, so that I'm sure what I'm hearing. Anyone whose driver is sick, be healed right now. But again, so that I don't miss this point. Anyone whose driver is conspiring against you, against your property, against your life, we uncover that plot right now. Please, don't take the words we share here lightly. We see them being confirmed. Now, this is a good place to pray the prayer of light. Even in this place that we are in, something was uncovered in this mall. Yes. Some blood covenant is not amongst us. You know, the guy just was exposed because we are praying light. We are praying light. I shared the testimonies of the two ladies. The one where the housemaid was talking to a spiritualist, you know, getting enchantments against her, and God uncovered supernaturally. And another house where the housemaid just began to manifest. We are going to send light, even in our nation. Psalm 78, verse 20. I hope that is it, Psalm 78, verse 20, the scripture that says, "Have respect unto thy covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the inhabitation of what cruelty." We're going to ask that God, even in our nation, in this election period, that God will expose every plan, every intrigue, every plot. You know, there was all sorts of rioting today. All of a sudden, just began. Pockets. I don't think that was organic. It looked like something that was... We're going to ask God to expose the work of darkness, that His light will shine, and that there will be peace in our nation. Yesterday we prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. Remember, we pray again. Say, "Father, we ask for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus." And say, "Father, we ask for the peace of our Jerusalem in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray before we pray for light. "Father, we ask for the peace of Jerusalem. Your word says they shall prosper that seek its peace," or her peace. By extension, we ask for the peace of our Jerusalem, for Nigeria, for our nation.
Pray that prayer like you were praying, I shall not die. I know how the prayer of I shall not die sounds. It's always like rain. Father, we ask for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Nigeria. Nigeria, blessed shall be thy gates and borders. You shall know peace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Proverbs 11:11. Interestingly, 11 day, Proverbs 11:11. See what it says. Proverbs 11:11. Put the NLT. Okay. Okay, let's read this and then we'll read the King James. One, two, go. Upright citizens are good for a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. King James, or New King James. Let's go. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the... He said this, Nigeria, don't sing those kind of songs. Say, Nigeria, don't talk about... No, no, no. Especially if you are a new creation, your words carry power. We must learn. I know there's so much pressure in our nation that you can almost not muster any strength to say anything good. But that's why this new life, this new creation is a spirit-led life. We don't act by our feelings. We live by faith and not by sight. Amen. We call for those things that are not as though they were. Hallelujah. So, by the blessing of the upright or the righteous. Who is the righteous? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It is exalted. So, imagine that we had a challenge. I thought about this some years ago, that we had a challenge. And maybe somebody can lead a challenge to say, you know what? Let's have a challenge. One particular hour of the day, or one day of the week. No believer should say one negative, a negative thing about the nation. That every believer in Nigeria, wherever they are, just bless Nigeria. God bless Nigeria. God bless. Just try it for one day. And let's see if this nation will shift. That we just come into a covenant to say, this particular hour is the hour to bless Nigeria. And most of the believers say that, something will shift. The thing is, we say we are praying. We pray, and then we hear something on the news that discourages us, and then we just release what to counter it. Can we release light right now? Genesis 1:1-3. And if you are not Nigerian, please by extension pray for your nation. We are going to pray for ourselves too, so don't worry, we are going there. We're going to waive your request. Want to go? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Where is God? Where is God? Where is God? Greater is He that is where? Is in you than he that... Christ where? In you, the hope of glory. So when you speak, who is speaking? Christ is speaking. God said, let there be light. Can you stretch forth your hands over Nigeria to say, this election season, in this season, let your light shine and expose every work of darkness. Say, Father, in our nation Nigeria and the nations of the earth, let there be light during these elections. In every state, in every nook and cranny, let there be light. Open your mouth and decree. Let there be light in our nation. Expose every work of darkness. Expose every work of darkness. Expose every wickedness. Expose every plot to scatter, to cause confusion. Every plot to kill, to steal and destroy. Expose every plot to bring unrest. We say, let there be light Let your light shine in Abuja, in Lagos, in Akwa Ibom, in the states, in the 36 states of this federation. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine in the nations of the earth. Ghana, Burkina Faso, Southern Africa, West, East, North, Europe, America. Jesus, shine. Shine. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine through the hearts of men. Let men and women be saved. Let the knowledge of the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters covers the sea. Your word says we shall decree a thing and it shall be established and the light shall shine on our ways. Shine in Nigeria. Let the reign of darkness be over. Say, Father, let the reign of darkness be over. Let the reign of sorrow, let the reign of poverty, let the reign of corruption be over. Say, let there be light in Jesus' mighty name. Now, by extension, pray that prayer for yourself. Every area of darkness, let light shine in your mind. Now, when you pray this prayer, some things may be exposed. A woman prayed this prayer, and something in her marriage was exposed. When you pray like things, by the way, it's one of the most powerful prayers you should pray when you don't know what to do. In fact, before I forget, this CBN policy, which I hear is supposed to be a good thing to ensure that, you know, money is not abused during the election or whatever. I guess it's one of the reasons. They've not really said so, but whatever it is. But you see, it's not okay to have a good idea. A good idea that is not very well implemented, you know. But we're going to pray for light and for grace. You know, the solution to confusion is light. Because what we have is confusion. You know, they're just guessing around. They may have meant good, but the implementation is not going well. Say, Father, over CBN and the policy, we say, let there be light. We come against confusion in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of error gives way to light. In the name of Jesus, give them wisdom. Give them strategy. Help them to implement. Assist them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Quickly. Quickly. There's too much hardship for the poor. The people suffering are the poor. The gala sellers. The tomato sellers. Those poor people. Some of us are okay. We transfer monies. We don't need cash. But there are some poor people that are being affected. For the sake of the poor, Father, let there be light. For the sake of the poor, people are suffering. People don't have cash. They can't go to work. They can't buy. Father, by your mercy, shine your light. Let these policies work out well. Give them wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Lay your hands on yourself. Say, Father, in my life, in my destiny, in my family, let your light shine. Expose every work of darkness. Expose everything that is hurting me that I did not know. Expose wolves in sheep's clothing. Expose friend enemies. Expose enemies around me, acting as friends. Open your mouth and pray. Expose things in your health, things in your life. Let the light of God shine. Open your mouth and pray. You are not praying that prayer like you ought to pray here. Let your light shine. Let your light shine in my life, in my home, in my children, in my marriage, in my ministry. Let there be light. Expose the root cause of my problems. Expose the root cause of my struggles. Let your light shine. Your light shines in darkness.
and darkness does not comprehend. Let your light shine. Every conspiracy against your people in their places of work, expose, 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 expose. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Somebody prayed. Today is Friday. There's no work tomorrow. We might as well spend some time praying some more. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine over this project. Those of you in school, stuck in your academics, the answer is light. Say, let there be light. Those of you stuck in a project, say, let there be light. 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 Light also means ideas, knowledge for witty inventions. Let there be light. Light means direction. Light means guidance. Let there be light. In Jesus' mighty name. I told you to remind me of something. What? Eh? Not Cyprus. Okay. Some of our people, our brethren, I mean, I don't know them. A lady has been writing me to say, to please pray for North Cyprus, that there's been a prediction of an earthquake there. Let's pray that. How do we pray this prayer? Let's pray for mercy, and let's pray that the mighty hand of God will keep his people, and that there be no earthquake. The Bible says, if two of us shall do what? Agree as touching anything that we shall ask on earth, that it shall be done for us where of our Father in heaven. The earth is who? The Lord, and the fullness thereof. The world that dwells therein, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Amen. And if we are gods, if we are God's children, if we are heirs of the kingdom, it means that we co-own the earth. Amen. So we can speak to the earth. Amen. Say, Father, we commit not Cyprus to you. Uphold your people. We declare there be no earthquake. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. You own the earth. And by extension, we own the earth. Therefore, we say, O earth, behave yourself. No earthquake in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, by your mercy, because they've asked, I know the most sure word of prophecy says that in the last days there shall be earthquakes. Sometimes there is nothing we can do against those sure words of prophecy. But Father, we ask for exemption, for mercy, because they've asked. And if for any reason this is a part of your end time prophecy, we ask that you uphold your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Preserve your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, as I was praying that prayer, the way my mind works, it works with scripture. You can pray and pray emotionally. Say, Lord, no earthquake. But the Bible says in the last days there shall be what? So there are some prayers that you can do nothing what? Against the truth. Amen. Sanctify them by your truth. Thy word is truth. So sometimes you cannot stop an earthquake, because it's part of the entire. That word of God must come to pass. It says it's in Luke 24, I believe, that when he was talking about the signs of the end time, that there shall be earthquakes. No matter, prayer meeting can't stop that one, because it's a more sure word of prophecy. However, we can plead for mercy, for preservation, for God's people. So that's why I said that prayer. Peradventure is part of the fulfillment of prophecy, that God will uphold his people. But tonight we've also prayed for mercy, because we can hold him by mercy. Hey, when you pray mercy, you're holding him by the trouser. You're saying, hey, Joseph, amen. Say, have mercy on me. There is something that is sure about mercy. That's why it's called the sure mercy of David. When you are not sure, what do you do? When you are sure, what do you do? Whichever way you are right. Amen. whatever, what else am I supposed to pray about? Okay. Can we pray for, while I was praying, I just felt like praying for people who want to start businesses, who don't have, you know, for people who want to, you know, start up. Let's pray for a release of resources for them. I just saw a picture of, you know, people who are about to begin projects. They have good ideas, but there is no support. Father, the Bible says that He will do what? He will supply all what our needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father, the resources your people need to embark on projects, on dreams, on visions that you've placed on their hearts, supernaturally, by the help and mercy of God, let them be released. Let grants be released. Let them have favor in the sight of people for resources more than they need, in the name of Jesus. Say, we release the resources of God's people according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. We count it done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now, if you are not born again, nobody goes. We are going to close with the trumpet sound and wave your journal. Somebody was asking, what is the journal for? The journal is something, is a practice we've kept in the Hallelujah Challenge. We write down our requests. And we believe that that is an act of faith. When we write them down, requests or expectations, we believe that those requests become landmarks and references for our testimonies. That in a short while, they would become what? Testimonies. We have heard thousands of testimonies from that. From writing the request, from waving the request, from the baby bump, okay, from people, from us taking prophetic, spirit-led, and word-based prophetic actions. So these are not, you know, they are just acts of faith. So when we wave them, they are acts of faith. Say, acts of faith. Amen. There is no power in the journal itself. Amen. It's a point of contact to release our faith. It's a point of contact to release faith. Amen. Amen. So please, if you haven't done that, if you, or maybe you have your phone or an iPad, write down, I would say 10 things, since we've been talking about 10. 10 things. Don't write things that you can do by yourself. Don't write bag. Louis Vuitton bag. Don't write. You can buy the fake one if you want. Write things that only God can do. Don't write things that you can. Write things that God can do. The things I wrote. Do you know that I'm doing the things that I wrote years ago? Let me share my own testimony. Let me share this to build your faith. One day, Pastor Adeboye came, my father-in-law and our general overseer, came to a church where I was, City of David. So when he came, and those days when we have a visitor, my late pastor then, Pastor Esco, will call a few names. You know, a few names. To say this and this and this, wait after this service. And because I was close to him, I knew what he was. So those people, you know, some of the big guys in church were people he would just say, you know what, that is here. I want us to put something together and get him a gift. So the people he called were bank MDs. You know, I won't mention their name. They are big guys now. So after the service, and I think Pastor Benigo can bear me witness. If she's joining now, she'll bear me witness. So I went to her and I said, Pastor B, I was a church instrumentalist. This thing didn't start now. This sense, God gave me sense. So I went there and said, Pastor B, that list that Pastor called, I know that there are people that he's trying to put together to get a gift for that idea. Because it's good kingdom practice when a man of God comes to you. Paul says that, not that I desired a gift. He was talking to the Philippian church. He said, but I desired fruit that will abound to your account. So when you give to a man of God, many times to a prophet, a true man of God, you are crediting your account. Amen. So I said, I have 8,000. that list of people they called, I feel that they wanted to buy a car for Jesus. They said this 8,000 is nothing. Would you give me the privilege? She said yes. She, you know, took that 8,000 years ago. Then all of a sudden, we got a call that Pastor Adeboye wanted to pray for us in camp. Everybody on that list. So by the time I went to camp, you saw all these big guys, and then there I was, slim, lanky. Before I went there, I had a book called My Book of Great Dreams. I wrote everything. The things I'm doing now, I wrote them in that book. When I knelt down, Daddy laid hands on people. As I knelt down, I raised my book up. He blessed it. If you check that book, you'll be shocked. The things I'm doing now, I wrote them down. That's why I encourage people to write the things down. You will see the things you've written in this book. I said you will see it. So before we do that, let's lead some people to Christ, right? If you are not born again, there is a book for you, but it's called the Book of Life. You have to enter that book before you write something on your own book. Because it's only people who have been on that book, whose request will be answered. And all you need to do is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's what it means to be born again. That's why he came. He came to die so that you can be like him. Wherever you are, his word assures us that with the confession of your mouth and when you believe in your heart that he died and rose again, that you will be saved. So say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me. Wash me with your blood. Break the power of sin. And write my name in the book of life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I declare that my sins are forgiven. And I am brand new. I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare everyone who has said this prayer saved to the uttermost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of sin over them is broken in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you've just prayed that prayer, you will find a link on the website www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. www.hallelujahchallengelife.com. Please click on the link and then fill the form. We will get back to you in the course of the challenge. God bless you. Before I forget, remind me to send the address of this place to one of my friends, Yemi, who wants to be a part of it. She helped us with our website once. Just remind me, I'm just saying that publicly. Amen. Take your journals. Day 12 will be very, very important. I thought I was going to be able to get Minister Mercy Chinwo, but I had to go to camp, Redemption Camp, to minister today. And while I was there, we were trapped in the riot. Because there was, you know, rioting on the Lagos Ibadan Expressway, and we're trapped there. But thank God, God brought us safely, so I couldn't make all the plans. So I'm trusting God that day 12 will be like a day 10. Significant. Today was also very deep and significant. Amen. But day 12 is a prophetic number. 12 tribes. 12 disciples. What again? 12 baskets. Not that, not small church, so bad thing. And which of them again? 12 tribes of Israel, yes. Okay. Amen. Take your request. Now wave them first. Remember the testimony I just shared now, that I have a book of dreams. I wrote, thank God about the things I wrote in that. I'll go and write more. Hey, I wrote things. I said, there are songs who go to the nations. If my wife goes to that book, she'll find herself there. Yes, I wrote in that book, choose for me. I said, I don't even know what I want. Baba, choose for me. Because if he gave me the opportunity to choose, I would have done what Adam did. Amen. Amen. You know, when God told Adam to... Is that what I want to say? Okay. Thank God. Okay. Thank God Adam did not name one of the animals his wife. Amen. Thank God I did not name a chicken as my wife. God chose for me because I wrote it down. Hallelujah. So write those kind of things. The man God meant to care for me. The wife. Those things you can't do by yourself. That great business. That global business. Wave it. Say wave it. Say I receive it. See what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. What we waited for.
What we waited for has come to pass.
He was the Lord.
He was the Lord.
Say, I will see what the Lord has done. Say, I will see
what the Lord has done.
With my two eyes, I will see what the Lord
has done. I will see what the Lord has done.
What I waited for.
What I waited for.
Have come. Now, for those who want to partner with us, go to our website, hallelujahchallengelife.com/partnership. You'll find the page, click the button, and you know, you'll be able to sow, give, bless, do whatever you want. And those who still want to bless the minister, please contact the minister that came yesterday. Contact the team and also follow her on our social media handle. Hopefully, day 12 today, we should have Mercy blessed. We will smuggle her in and take her back. You know, she's a married woman now. Make her no carry person wife come do night vigil. Amen. But take her back safely. Amen. Father, as we blow this trumpet now, let it seal the things we did here today. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow.